I think there's a major duper's delight reveal in this clip.
Would you ever wear a fake dick so that people thought your dick was bigger?
If I did, it would be an outrageous one. Like, it would wrap around my waist, tuck it in the front. I'd have it tucked in my sock.
Is it really that funny? Why are they laughing so hard? You may think it's a little bit funny, but not as funny as their reaction would justify. So why are they laughing so hard? I think it's a duper's delight because they don't actually have dicks. That's what makes it really funny. If you realize these people don't even have dicks, then it's a lot more funny.
And look at that. Gives you a bulge. You can run in it. You can jump, you know. You can do whatever you want in it. This is it. I'll give you a close-up view.
Look at this.
It's like a kilt. It's
this
like
is
it's
what
gone.
It looks like. Look at this. This is what it's supposed to look like.
This is what you've been working for.
This is better. It's better. I can keep stuff in there. It's better.
A fanny pack, or as I call it, my man bag.
And it would be green like a Hulk dick. Like a dark green. Like
people
a kale,
would know it's fake, though.
Like kale dick.
Oh, no. People are like, oh, that guy's is fake, bro.
All right, so they're talking about fake dicks, and it's extremely hilarious to them because they have fake dicks, and they pack like they know what a fake dick is. This is their world. They live in a world of fake dicks, and they pack, and that's what this fanny pack represents, the packing. So that's another way to spot them is that they overpack quite often. They can't get it just right. Remember in Spinal Tap, they had that scene that kind of revealed the packing. And if you look at photos of all these rock stars, their bulge seems to be a bit more obvious than it should be.
Are people even going to have dicks in the future? It just seems
Yeah, so there's the agenda right there, right? Are people going to even have dicks in the future? And then he says no.
Are people even going to have dicks in the future? It just seems like everything's going away so fast.
Some of the things that I really love about having a penis, so I can pee standing up. And then in my next surgery, I had glansplasty, so they created the glands or the tip of my penis.
In the end, it all ends up that we're like trans.
I am 9 months post-op. I'm to the point where like now I'm fully healed. I can do everything. It doesn't bother me with exercise. I can do every exercise.
Duper's delight is the delight that people feel when they deceive others. It almost kind of seemed like that's what was happening in that scene, the delight of deception. Duping is another word for deception, for tricking people into some kind of action or misunderstanding. The delight of power and control. So there's a correlation between deception and power and control. To control the people, you have to deceive the people. Deception is control. If you deceive somebody, you control the narrative. You create a false reality, a false system, a debt-based slave system. All they do is provide the narrative, and then the people go crazy and start killing themselves. People who deceive often find a secret pleasure in their success. Ah, success. So if you deceive people, that's going to make you more successful. It is similar to the pleasure that people get when they exercise power. It is as if the brain rewards us for achieving control over other people. The delight of secrecy, related to power, is having something that others do not have. We thus tend to take pleasure in the secret nature of deception, of not only knowing that we have gained something, but also that the other person does not know this. Yeah, yeah, I think that's why Joe was laughing so hard. Joe was really laughing really hard talking about a fake dick. He just thought that was the funniest thing ever.
Oh, who
is
that?
Recent?
Is that Holly Hunter?
That's him now? No, it's not Holly Hunter.
Role play, black and white, male and female is reversed. The woman has the gun, and the man has the rose. It's the Guns and Roses. AC/DC, all right? AC/DC. Now, some people think that means bisexual, but it could also mean androgyny. And then you got the lightning bolt. Boom, they got zapped by an angel, and they're androgynous. Angus is like 5 feet tall. And his brother, who's passed away. I mean, AC/DC. See, this is kind of traumatizing for me. These were my role models. These were my heroes. I was an idolater. I idolized the creation and not the creator. These creatures who are trying to be gods are deceiving us because they have to deceive us into worshiping them as gods because they're not actually gods. These are just short little women, but they're not playing the role of short women. They're playing the role of rock stars, rock gods. These are rock gods. This is rock and roll royalty right here. They even teamed up. You got the Guns and the Roses and the AC and the DC.
Flannel shirt tied around the waist. But hey, it's not really a skirt.
Would you think you'd rather have like a little skirt or like be naked, do you think?
Skirt.
So they're saying that Axl's wearing a skirt. That's what it represents. Because they know. These guys know. These people. These androgynous deceivers.
During our sex scene, I felt your dick rubbing into me.
Tuck it in the front. I'd have it tucked in my sock.
People are like, oh, that guy's is fake, bro.
Why is your dick green? Like, why are you looking at my dick? I think it's very possible that we all become genderless. Yes, I do think that's possible.